with Misty Jordan.
Bring it!
Reportedly, a promoter is accusing Sean Kingston of ordering some members of his entourage to pin him up against the wall after he refused to pay Sean Kingston for an appearance. So here's what happened. He showed up, did his appearance, and after the event was over, Sean Kingston asked the promoter for the rest of his money. Well, the promoter was like, nope, I'm not giving it to you because you should have promoted it more on social networks and you didn't do what I asked you to do. So his bodyguards, according to reports, you know, held him up against the wall, took his watch, cell phone, and several hundred thousand dollars in cash. Police confirmed the promoter said that Sean Kingston was behind this whole attack. He's not being named as a suspect by police, but, you know, now they are looking into the incident.
You said they took money. They took $100,000 off?
They took thousands of dollars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hundreds of thousands. We don't know the exact amount.
Oh, wow. He had it in his pockets?
Mm-hmm. Jennifer Lopez is single again. You know, she when she starts working on an album, usually whoever the choreographer that she's kicking it with, the man with the Mamba moves.
It's Casper, dude, right?
Yeah, Casper. She's been kicking it with him for like 2.5 years. He had an allowance, you know, because she wanted him to feel like a man when they went out on dates and stuff like that.
Wow.
So I guess they said that the split was mutual. They have been apart really for 2 months. And it's just kind of, they've kind of grown apart because she's been so busy with her career. And, you know, right now he's going to be moving out of their place. But I guess she said right now it's not really a, you know, an urgent thing because Jennifer Lopez is on the road right now promoting her new album. So Casper can get out at his leisure, but he's moving on.
Wow. Allowance.
This was all the talk last night on Twitter. Dwight Howard reportedly is kicking it with a 16-year-old girl, and she put him on blast. Now, there is no confirmation.
Hold on. He what?
Yes, kicking it with a 16-year-old girl.
What?
Well, here's the thing, too, is that there was a text message that seemed like it was exchanged between the two of them, but now they're saying that that may have come from, you know, Black Twitter may have just kind of made that whole thing up. But there are pictures to prove that he was holding her hand. It looks like it may have been like a hotel room and there was room service sitting there. And according to reports, he had flown this girl out two or three times.
Oh, hell no.
So the problem with this story is if she is in fact 16 and he was in fact kicking it with her, you can't just up and go on a trip with some grown man and your parents not know about it. So there, in my opinion, there's several parts of this that seem a little suspect. So we have heard no word from Dwight Howard or the NBA, but I bet you his baby's mom, Royce, from Basketball Wives in Miami, will probably be talking here pretty soon.